Time now for the Ohio Harness Racing Report, sponsored by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Breed in Ohio, race in Ohio, have fun in Ohio. Here's Vince Koza.
Well, you think about racing year-round, really, with the racetracks, but when the fair circuit begins, it's a whole different animal, man. It is awesome. Putnam County Fair begins today, but harness racing tomorrow and Wednesday, and I can promise you this, the races will not start until this guy is in Ottawa and he has his starting gate working, because he's the starter for the Putnam County Fair races. He does it all over the state of Ohio. He does it all over the country, really. He is unbelievable. We've had him on the program before. We welcome him back. It's Mike Wepkenberg. Mike, how are you?
How are you, Vince? Glad to have you. I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you want to talk about Ohio County Fairs.
Well, it's interesting because I always thought the Putnam County Fair kicked everything off, but it's actually the Paulding County Fair that's the first fair, right?
Yes, it is. Paulding, then we've been to Circleville, and now we're at Ottawa. Next week, we go to Marion. Then we get real serious because we do Bell Fountain and Wilmington and Cortland and all that next week. But I really want your listeners to know that Ohio has more county fair races than any place else in the world. We are a world event that they need to come see because it's just out their back door.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be at the Putnam County Fair. Well, I hope to be at the Putnam County Fair. I'm expecting Apple Hill to be racing, but I haven't heard yet from our trainer, Tim Mignarski. But you had a chance to start him at Circleville. But I want to go even back before that, because we saw you at a matinee down in Salina. And it's interesting because it's a whole different ball game when you're talking about, or was it Greenville? I can't remember where I was now. I think it was Salina.
Well, we did a matinee at both, so I think you were at both.
But, yeah, I think it was. But the difference
is, the matinees are such a great item because there's where my babies learn to do this.
Right. That's my point, is that it's a little different. You have a different role in starting the horses there than you do starting them regularly. Explain that.
Okay. When we are at a matinee, and what, for those of you who show horses, it's kind of like a practice horse show. But what we're doing at that point in time, we are trying to educate those babies so that they are comfortable with the starting gate. They're also comfortable with the horse that is within a foot of them on each side. And it teaches them when the wings close and I ease away from them in the matinees, that's what they're supposed to do, is go on and the race is on. And these horses are so good at learning things. These horses were bought about the 1st of September of last year, and all they knew how to do was lead on a halter. And we're talking 8-9 months later, and they're racehorses. Their learning curve is unbelievable.
Good stuff from Mike Wepkenberg. And our trainer, Tim Mignarski, is listening to the show because he just texted me. It's about time. Apple Hill has the rail in the 13th race on Wednesday, so perfect for me, because the early post time, I would not be able to make it for if he was racing early, but racing later gives me a chance. And I know a lot of people want to go to the Putnam County Fair. How do the venues change for you, or is it always the same for you because you're behind the starting gate and you start the horses no matter where you are?
Well, that is true. I start them no matter where I am, but each racetrack is a little different. The facilities at each racetrack is different. The horses and participants are different. So all that adds into changes and things that we need to do. We've got 18 races tomorrow at Ottawa.
Wow.
Which is an awfully lot of races. And we're going to start at 3:30 instead of 5 o'clock because there's so many races. We've got 14 races on Wednesday. We've got a lot of colt stakes, 2 and 3 year old trotters and pacers. That's where we have such a volume because of this great program the state of Ohio has got. Everybody's breeding in Ohio, so there are more colts to race at the fairs, and that's why we've got so many. But now we've also got a signature series on Tuesday night of trotters, which is two divisions of some good class horses. We've got two divisions of ladies' pace, which is always very interesting. And we've got, you know, like Pierce Henry, who is a native there in Ottawa. He's got 10 drives on Tuesday night. That's wonderful for a young guy like Pierce to get that many drives. Those young and upcoming guys have got to have an opportunity to drive horses, and Pierce is getting that at Audible tomorrow night, and I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, I think he's going to be on Apple Hill on Wednesday. He was on him in Circleville. We're with Mike Wepkenberg, Ohio Harness Horseman's Racing Report. He is the starter. How busy are you this time of the year? I know it's a year-round deal, but my gosh, do you ever get a day off?
Well, I just went through the July schedule, and we're going to do 37 events in the month of July. And the last time I checked, there's only 31 days in July.
Wow. That doesn't really equate right for you, but the bottom line is that your partner is all in as well. Your wife is right there side by side when you're doing the starting.
And Becky doesn't get near enough credit for what she does, because she's got to go around all these places with me and drive the gate. And driving the starting gate is a lot tougher than what the average person realizes, because, yeah, she's forward driving, but she's, like on these little county fairs, she's got 36-foot of wing out behind the car, behind the truck, and she has to not go inside the pylons on the inside and not hit the fence on the outside. And she's got me in the back just feeding gas to it, because them horses want to go fast, so I have to go fast.
Yeah, and you'll be going fast. 3:30, so the breaking news, 3:30 post time tomorrow at the Putnam County Fair, and then 5 o'clock on Wednesday, and I'll be there Wednesday to see Apple Hill, a.k.a. Jack, and we'll see you there as Mike as well. Mike, thanks very much.
Not a problem.